朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今年教会的主题是建立基督的身体。
The theme for our church this year is to build up the body of Christ.
刚才我们在读以弗所书的时候，我们知道这句话是出自保罗给以弗所教会所写的书信。
When we read the book of Ephesus, you will realize that our theme is taken from this letter.
我们以这句话作为今年的主题，原因是因为要配合物质建殿的工作。
One of the reasons why we pick this as our theme so that we can build up the church spiritually along with the physical building of our church.
我们知道物质圣殿的建造就是叫做教堂。
Building the physical church is building the church building.
基督身体的建造才叫做教会。
But the body of Christ is what we really refer to when we say the church.
教堂外观的华丽。
Yes, the church building can be majestic.
或者教堂人数的热闹。
Yes, there may be a large attendance during Sunday worship.
不代表这个教会的正常和健全。
But these does not tell us whether the church is healthy.
在几年前我们从隔壁搬到这边来的时候，
Several years ago, when we moved from next doors into this sanctuary,
我们曾经提到如果教会单单在人数的增长，
We have mentioned if we only grow in terms of numbers,
不是讲教会长大，而是讲到教会长胖而已。
Then the church did not grow; it just grew fatter.
因为我们发现今天长有两种的长。
Because we realize there are two kinds of growth.
一种是健康的长。
One is a healthy kind of growth.
一种是不健康的长。
But there's also an unhealthy kind of growth.
如果教会单单在人数上增长。
If we only increase in numbers,
而不是在生命的本质上增长，
but we do not grow in terms of our life qualities.
教会看起来很热闹。
Yes, we may feel a lot of activities going on.
几年前我们说不过是看出这个教会虚胖而已。
But then we characterize such a church as just being fat.
保罗在写信给以弗所教会的时候，
When Paul wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus,
他心里面有个很重的负担。
In his heart is a heavy burden.
在使徒行传第二十章已经感觉到他那个负担。
You can see his burden for this church early on in Acts chapter 20.
因为他对以弗所教会有非常深的感情。
He has a deep affection for the church there.
当他接受神的差遣要离开他侍奉多年的以弗所教会的时候，
When we felt being called by God to leave this church,Where he have served for several years.
他语重心长地告诉以弗所的长老们。
Through his heart and his words, he shared his feelings with the elders.
教会要不断地长大，而不是单单地长胖而已。
He encouraged them to make sure that the church will grow and not just to grow fatter.
当他有机会坐下来写以弗所书的时候，
Later on, when he had the time to write this letter,
他更深地把他里面的负担接着这六章的圣经把它表达出来。
He developed more fully what he has felt in his heart into these six chapters.
他把教会被建立，特别以身体来做比方的这样一个负担，告诉以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹。
He used the analogy for building up a body to encourage the church there.
在过去几年来，我个人有一点点身体建立的一点小经验。
In the past several years, I've had this small experience in the physical building of my body.
这几年游泳和晨跑建立了我的身体。
This is a result of my swimming and morning runs.
我们发现建立身体不是一件很简单的事情。
We know it's not a simple matter to build our bodies up.
很多人都想建立自己有一个健康的身体。
All of us want to have a healthy body.
但是我们知道要付代价才能够真正得到那样一个果效。
But we know we have to pay a price in order to achieve this state.
当以弗所写到教会真理的时候
，When Paul wrote about the truth of the church,
他特别给我们看到如何来建立这一个耶稣基督的身体。
He mentioned how we can build the body of Christ.
以弗所书刚才我说一共有六章。
I have just mentioned there are six chapters in this letter.
非常明显的，前面三章和后面三章分成两个明显的段落。
In the context, it's very clear that the first three chapters talks about a different area from the last three.
很简单的说，前面三章是讲到上帝在基督里给我们的丰富是什么。
Very simply put, the first three chapters talked about the richness.That God has prepared for us in Christ.
在后面三章是讲到我们在基督里给上帝的回应是什么。
The last three chapters talks about how we respond to God in Christ.
前面三章是讲到上帝给我们的。
The first three chapters talk about what God has given us.
后面三章是讲到我们怎么回应上帝给我们的恩典。
But the last three chapters talks about how we respond to the blessings of God.
前面三章讲到理论。
The first three chapters are more theoretical.
后面三章讲到实践。
But the last three chapters talk about practical things.
前面三章讲到真理。
The first three chapters emphasizes truth.
后面三章讲到生活。
But the last three chapters emphasizes conduct.
这两部分在基督教的信仰里面是不可少的两部分。
And these two areas are what we need today.
有一次有人问印度的甘地这样一句话。
Remember one time a person asked Gandhi of India a question.
他们问他说基督教在印度最大的败笔是什么？最大的软弱是什么？
The person asked Gandhi, what is the greatest failure of Christianity in India?
Gandhi 非常干脆地回答他说基督徒。
He said very frankly, it's the Christians.
弟兄姊妹，基督教的失败，基督教的软弱，基督教的拦阻，却是基督徒，这是个非常讽刺的一件事情。
What an insulting remark to say that Christians are the mark of failure of Christianity.
后来人就继续地问他为什么你这样回答呢？
So the person pressed on and said, why did you say that?
他说在印度的基督徒只有理论而没有生活。
Said the Christians in India have only theory and no practice.
只有真理而没有实践。
They have truth, but they do not have the conduct to prove it.
换句话说，只有以弗所书前三章，而没有以弗所书后三章。
In other words, we only have the first three chapters and not the last three.
可以讲得头头是道，却不能够道成肉身。
Even though we can speak of lofty words, our words do not become our lives.
所以从以弗所书第四章到第六章，保罗语重心长地谈到信仰的实用的那一面。
So in chapters 4, 5, and 6, Paul shared from his heart how we can practice what we believe.
换句话说，后面三章是讲到基督徒生活的那一面。
In other words, the last three chapters emphasizes how we should live.
这三章圣经里面提到两代之间如何相处。
It mentioned how we can treat intergenerational relations.
夫妇之间应该有什么样的关系？
The relation between husband and wife.
保罗甚至提到主人跟仆人应该有什么样的态度？
The attitudes between the master and the slave.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我在准备今天这一篇信息的时候，
And brothers and sisters, when I was preparing today's message,
我非常深的一个感动。
I have this moving in my heart.
当我们提到生活的时候，
When we mention living,
我们马上想到人际的关系。
We think about interpersonal relations.
我们发现今天的社会，
We discovered in today's society.
我们发现今天的家庭，
In today's homes.
问题就在于人际的关系。
The question arises from interpersonal relations.
如果我们把人际的关系建立起来，
If we can build this up correctly,
我们就可以解决许多今天世界上的问题。
Then we can solve many of today's problems.
但是当保罗讲到人际关，讲到生活这个层面的时候，
But when Paul mentioned about living,
他把这些人际的关系放在后面。
He put these interpersonal relations to the bank.
在第四章一开始的时候，他讲到的不是家庭人际的关系，而是讲到教会合一的见证。
In chapter 4, he did not start with the testimony of the home, he started with the unity of the church.
当我思想这件事情的时候，
When I meditate upon this,
因为多年来我一直看重家庭的关系，
because of, in the past years, I have emphasized the importance of the family.
为什么保罗在这里把家庭的关系放在后面，而把教会合一的见证放在前面来谈呢？
I ponder the reason why Paul placed thefamily unit behind the unity of the church.
我想到只想到一个答案。
I can only think of one answer.
因为其他人际的关系对于基督教的见证的影响固然很大，但是比起教会的见证显得小多了。
The testimony of the unity in the church must take precedence over all these others.
不错，夫妇出问题会影响今天人对基督教的这个印象。
True, if there are problems arising between husband and wife, that will influence others' viewpoints upon Christianity.
但是教会见证的失败，对于这个影响就更大。
But if a church fails in this testimony, this has a tremendous impact.
这次我们在菲律宾开会。
When we were meeting in the Philippines,
全世界有1400多华人教会的领袖共聚一堂。
Over 1400 of the Chinese church leaders were gathered.
感谢主，我们在主面前领受许多新的挑战。
We praise the Lord because we receive many new challenges.
我们也交换许许多多教会的消息。
We also exchange many news about the church around the world.
这次我在Manila 听到一个使我心里面很沉重，我相信每一个听到这个消息人心里面都很难过的消息。
One of these news weighed very heavily on my heart.
讲到在北美有一个华人教会。
Talked about a certain Chinese church in North America.
这件事情发生不到一个月之前。
Something happened there less than a month ago.
一个教会的牧师在一气之下拿起斧头，把他教会的执事把他砍死掉。
The pastor got very angry, grabbed an axe and killed the deacon.
当我听到这个消息的时候
，When I heard this news,
我几乎不相信我的耳朵。
I cannot believe my ears.
牧师怎么可以拿斧头呢？
How can a pastor take hold of an axe?
怎么可以拿斧头杀人呢？
And use that axe to murder?
怎么可以用斧头杀主内的弟兄呢？
How can he use an axe to murder a brother in Christ?
怎么可以用斧头来杀主内的同工呢？
How can he kill a co-worker?
当我想到这件事情的时候，百思不得其解。
I cannot come up with a satisfactory answer.
我只想到一件事情。
I can only think of one thing.
因着这件事情，耶稣基督的见证受到蒙羞，受到羞辱。
Because of this incident, the testimony of Christ have received a tremendous setback.
也证明保罗在这里给我们看见他的负担。
And it also proves to us that Paul's burden is correct.
教会合一的见证远超过人际之间、人与人之间的那个关系。
The testimony of the unity of the church is more important than individual interpersonal relations.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章一开始提到教会合一的问题。
So right in the beginning of chapter 4, Paul emphasized the concept of one body.
请各位翻回到以弗所书第四章，刚才我们所读的这一段的经文。
Let's turn now back to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesus.
在这十六节的圣经很明显的可以分成两个大段落。
You can see there are two main themes in this passage.
第一节到第六节是一个段落。
The first six verses is one paragraph.
从第七节到第十六节是另外一个段落。
From verse 7 to verse 16, it'sClear, it's another theme.
前面这个段落提到一个很重要的一个字，就是一二三四的一字。
The first passage, when you read it, you will find that the word one appeared several times.
在中文翻译的圣经里面，第三节他说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In verse 3, the English says, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. But in the Chinese, it says to have one heart.
有同一的心。
To have one heart.
然后在七节到十六节。
And then in verse 7 to 16.
在原文这个同心合意同样的一个字也在十三节里面。
The same word that was used to describe one heart was used again in verse 13.
是怎么到我们众人在真道上同归于一同归于一和第三节的同心合意在希腊文是同样一个字。
Verse 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith. The Greek word for this unity is the same word that was used to describe one heart.
而这个字呢在整本新约里面也只有在这里出现这两次而已。
And this word, this Greek word, only appeared twice in this chapter in the whole of the New Testament.
所以第一节到第六节是提到静态的合一，第七节到十六节是讲到动态的合一。
So in one sense, we can say that the first unity, refers to a passive type of unity, and the second type is an active.
那么第一段是讲到合一的基础和根本。
In the first passage, talks about the foundation for our unity.
第四节到第六节一共七次讲到一这个字。
From verse 4 to 7 times the word one appeared.
基督教的合一是建立在这七个基础上。
And the unity of the church is built upon these seven foundations.
一个身体。
One body,
一个圣灵
one spirit,
一个盼望
one hope,
一个主
one Lord,
一个信仰
one faith,
一个洗礼
one baptism,
一位上帝
one God.
在这七个一的基础，我们怎么样有合一的条件？
These seven foundations provide for us the condition.For keeping the unity.
今天我们没有时间讲前面，我们要看第七节到第十六节。
Today we will emphasize verses 7 through 16.
为什么我把它叫做动态的合一呢？
Why do I characterize it as an active type of unity?
因为在这一段圣经里面讲到合一的成长和过程。
Because here we can see how the unity is established and how it can be grown.
因为在第一节到第六节。
From verse 1 to 6,
我们在相同的里面来讲合一。
We talked about unity in our similarities.
但是在第七节到十六节呢？
But in verse 7 to 16,
保罗非常稀奇地讲到一个更深的真理。
Paul dwelled into a deeper level of truth.
相同合一，这是我们能够了解。
We can understand being unified because we're similar.
但是呢，在第七节到十六节，保罗却在不同的里面来讲相同。
But then in the second passage, Paul told us that we can be unified even though we are different.
所以这里有两个很重要的真理。
So we can see there are two truths here.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得合一不是化一。Unity is not uniformity.第二，在不同的里面的合一给我们看见 unity in diversity， 这两样事情对于合一，我们必须要有个很清楚的一个了解。
So we need to bear these two truths in mind。
请弟兄姊妹，请原谅我，我再说一遍，合一不是化一。
Allow me to say this again. Unity is not uniformity.
所以今天我们在教会里面讲合一，我们不是说要穿同样的制服。
So we're not saying that when we are unified in the church that we have to all wear the same dress.
今天我们要看见一个团体的整齐。
Sometimes we want to see uniformity in an organization.
我们看见他们的合一是从化一显出来的。
And we can see, even though they claim unity, what they really mean is uniformity.
不错，这是一个很好的一个见证。
Yes, this may be a good testimony.
但是更美的一个见证，在你我的不同里面，我们可以找到相同，这是合一的一个奥秘。
But then a more mysterious part of unity is that we can be unified even though we're different.
所以到第五章的时候，保罗提到夫妇的关系来描写。教会与基督的关系。
That's why in chapter 5, when Paul started to describe the relation between husband and wife and use it to illustrate the relation between Christ and the church.
我曾经说过，夫妇之间是一个很奇妙的奥秘。
I have mentioned this before. It's a mysterious thing, the relation between the husband and wife.
今年我跟师母结婚28年。
I have been married to Mrs. Lee for 28 years.
我常常说我们结婚之前就认识八年才结婚的。
We have dated and known each other for 8 years before we were married.
所以我们相处前后已经有漫长的36年的时间。
So we have known each other for some 36 years.
这36年的时间里面有一样事情我一直到现在认为这是个奥秘。
In these 36 years, there's one thing that still occurs to me as being a mystery.
因为我们两个人在许多的地方是不一样。
Because we are indeed very different in many ways.
我们的个性不同。
In our personalities.
我们的嗜好不同。
In our likes and dislikes.
我们的口味不同。
In our tastes.
连我们对动物的宠爱都不同。
In our likeness for pets.
他喜欢猫，我喜欢狗。
She likes cats and I like dogs.
但是我们的婚姻却存在了有28年之久。
And yet our marriage has survived for over 28 years.
不只是消极的存在28年，也是积极的相爱了28年。
Not only did we just survive, our love is built up every day.
你看两个人都那么辛苦。
You see how difficult it is just for two persons.
教会500人，你想怎么办？
How about 500 people in the church?
两个人都那么难过。
It's so difficult for two to adjust to one another.
500人要怎么个过法？
How do you adjust 500 together?
保罗在这里告诉我们，500人、2000人也一样可以合一。
Paul says, no matter whether you're 500 or 2,000, we can be unified.
所以从第七节到十六节，保罗告诉我们，不同怎么能够相同？
So in this passage, Paul is emphasizing how we can be unified in diversity.
怎么在许许多多不同的背景里面，我们在主里面可以有相同的方向、相同的侍奉、相同的见证、相同的配搭？
How even though we may come from very different backgrounds, we can have a similar goal and work towards that goal together.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。